In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Indiana, there is a cemetery. It has a tombstone. It's more than 100 years old. And what makes the tombstone so unique isn't the age of it, but it's the words on it. What would be your reaction if you walked through that cemetery and read these words on the tombstone? Pause, stranger, when you pass me by. As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. So prepare for death and follow me. Wouldn't you think, not the most cheerful words to read, but there is a lot of truth in them. And what those words are saying to a world that chooses often to ignore death is that death is a reality, and there is no sense in denying it or ignoring it. If there's one person who could not ignore death at all, no matter how hard she might have tried, it's the widow in the gospel. Just think about it. It seemed that death surrounded her at every corner. Remember, first was the fact she was a widow. She went through the pain of losing her husband, and that was hard. It would be incredibly challenging to make ends meet financially. But then, to make matters worse, her only son is taken from her through death and is now being carried out for burial. I mean, if the emotional turmoil wasn't enough, think of the financial turmoil facing her. She didn't have a pension, no government assistance. Who's going to take care of her now? Who does she have? When her son died, it's as if there isn't one person who died, who is being buried at this funeral, but two. So if there is a person who clearly understood that death is a reality in this world, it cannot be ignored. It's the widow in the gospel. As sorry as we might feel for this widow, her situation isn't really all that unique. Whether the departed one leaves behind a widow or widower or parents or sons or daughters or siblings or friends or the buddies at work, death is reality for a whole lot of people, and it's a reality for you and me. It's not the kind of thing, though, we like to think of often. In fact, like the world, it's something we'd rather just ignore. And often we like to ignore it while we let sin have its way with us. We ignore our grave while speaking behind someone's back to make us look good. We ignore our death while seeking the praises and glory of people so we can feel good and better about ourselves. We ignore our mortality while chasing the things of this world and overindulging in something, whatever it might be. We ignore our final day as we chase things that may be good in and of themselves, like spending time with family and friends and recreation, but making them the center of our lives and making them into idols. Isn't it true for you, for me, we often ignore our approaching death while letting sin have its way with us in whatever way it may be? Repent. Weep. Repent and weep for the things that you have done that have somehow tried to ignore death. And join the widow in the gospel today and acknowledge how much death is a reality and that it cannot be ignored. Repent. Weep. But brothers and sisters in Christ, there is so much more in the gospel to hear. Know this. Take a close look at how the Lord Jesus deals with that widow, because that's exactly how he deals with you today. As this widow is walking in the funeral procession for her son with death surrounding her, Jesus has compassion on her. And then he simply says, "Do not weep." And when Jesus says, "Do not weep," he doesn't just offer sympathy. He does something about it. He acts. Remember what the Lord does right after he says, "Do not weep." He goes up to the funeral procession and he touches the coffin. And then the Lord says, speaking to the dead person, "Young man, I say to you, arise." If Jesus says, "Get up," you get up. No questions asked, even if you're dead. So when Jesus says to this young man, "Get up," the young man does, as if he was simply taking a nap. "Do not weep," Jesus says to the widow. It's more than sympathy. Jesus acts. The widow's son is alive again. Your Lord Jesus says the same thing to you as he said to the widow. "Do not weep." Like with the widow, he doesn't merely say the words to offer sympathy, to try to make you feel a little bit better. He says, "Do not weep," because he's going to do something about it. You know what Jesus does, though? He faces the same thing that son of the widow faced, the same thing you and I will face. He faces death. He doesn't try to avoid it. Doesn't try to hide from it. Doesn't try to run away from it. And he definitely doesn't ignore it. And though he doesn't have to face death because he doesn't have sin, yet he chooses to. He faces that reality because he wants to, because it's for you. He is dying on the cross for your sins and mine. "Do not weep," Jesus says to you now. "Bring me your flaws, your failures," he says. "Bring me the times you ignored death. Bring me the times you let sin have its way with you in trying to ignore death. Do not weep. Repent and believe. You are forgiven in me. I died so that I will be raised again to conquer for you sin and death and the devil. Do not weep." Do you know what this means for you? We need not ignore death, nor be afraid of it, but we can live like death has been conquered because it has been conquered in Jesus. Jesus conquered your death. As the young man was raised from the dead, you are going to be raised from the dead. And you realize that your resurrection is going to be so much better than his. See, that young man who was raised, well, eventually he died again. When you are raised from the dead on the last day, you will never die again. And you're going to be clothed with a brand new body, with no more pain, no more sicknesses, no more fear, no more sorrow, no more anxiousness, nothing. Your body will know no end. It will have peace and joy. We need not ignore death, but we can live like It's been conquered. It has been. And now you can hear Jesus say to you, do not weep. Live like your death has been conquered. Now you can hear Jesus say to you, do not weep. I made you my own in baptism. Eat and drink my body and blood for your forgiveness. Now you can hear Jesus say to you, do not weep. Hear my words in the divine service faithfully and hear it at home regularly. I conquered death for you. Because death has been conquered, Christians need not ignore death. We call it the enemy it is. Yes, death is an enemy, but it's a conquered enemy. And because Jesus has conquered death, we don't need to cover our death or ignore it through foolish choices. We can instead daily repent of our sins and ask for grace and forgiveness and desire to do better and continue to fight against sin, which would have its way with us. What does Jesus say to you this morning? Just those three words. Do not weep. Death will not win over you. I've conquered it, he says. In me, you live that out. This is all for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.